Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And welcome back. This is episode 10. I don't know who to be more proud of, like us for making it to episode 10 or you guys for listening and sticking through. I want to say us, but, you know, I feel like we would be doing this anyway. So it's mostly you guys that I'm proud of. Okay, so just so y'all remember last week, in case it's been a while, or last episode, because I guess they're not every week, but last episode, so we pulled Lady Argentee up from the little dungeon she was in, but Vasilisa didn't take to her very well. And then we found a magical sprite?
Oh, honey, all sprites are magical.
I suppose that's redundant. Okay, so we found a sprite. And, he had a great voice. I thought he had a great voice. Like, he was played very well. And the sprite, like, helped keep Vasilisa busy while I was able to take Lady A downstairs and calm her down a little bit. But then eventually they captured the sprite, and then they came down, and Vasilisa started getting her all worked up all over again. Ugh. Oh, good thing happened then, though. They found, like, a big coat, and it was enchanted with Endure Elements, which is a really good spell if you can get it. And they gave it to me. And so you remember when I kept failing all those cold checks, like, because the DC, like, kept getting higher and higher over the episodes, and I just kept failing and failing. Even I was using Charmed Life for my Swashbuckler deed, and still kept failing anyway. Well, I don't need to do that anymore. I just straight don't need to roll that check. Oh, it's gonna be so good to feel not like a burden. Anyway, so then we hear a knock on the door, and you know, Margie and I have plenty of kids, and sometimes you get ones that look like exactly the same. So, like, our girls Tia and Tamara used to look exactly like each other, like just like each other, and they'd like pull pranks on Roger sometimes. So anyway, Lady A, she like opens the door, and boom, there's another Lady A. So, I don't know, maybe we're the ones getting pranked? I don't know. But I'm proud of y'all for following us bravely on this journey so far, and so please enjoy
this bonus-sized episode 10, Argentee for Two.
I'm really glad that you were like, guys,
I named it.
I know we've been having trouble naming stuff, and we haven't played this game yet, like this session, but have I got a name for you? And we all were immediately like, yeah.
We're like, yeah, Doris Day all the way.
Yeah.
So it has been a nice long while. Norm had a wonderful recap there. A couple things to remind people. The sprite got his ear cut off. Mm-hmm. By a playing card, and now he is swaddled.
Look, it was accidental. I was just trying to blind the sprite, okay? I talk a big game. It was just talk. I threw card. It's little creature.
Oh, yeah,
it's
the, like, ear and the eye are
accidentally
next to each other.
Smushing a bug, yeah. Okay?
But you hit it in the ear? How did you do that?
Oh, the ear is right next to the eye.
It just sliced it right off. My poor Haro card has blood on it. It is not great.
I kind of wish I had seen that. That sounds pretty
but
impressive.
I stabilized it. It's not dying anymore.
Oh, no, I've got it right here.
Yes.
I'll swaddle
that. Marge is real good at the carrying of the little things. It's fine.
Let's see, you guys stabled up all of the horses and Miss Marigold. Found a guy with his head cut off laying in the snow, and there was some soup. There's a frantic woman here. And you open the door, and you see an identical woman who looks a little bit worse for wear, wearing slightly different clothes, kind of more rough and tumbled looking, very dirty, hairs up in like a ponytail. And she is supporting a very nice-looking gentleman with shoulder-length brown hair, has bits of matted blood in it, and he's leaning very heavily on her. He has a big, burly beard and a mustache.
I believe he also has his arm in a sling and a leg in a splint, you said?
That is correct.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Thank goodness you're okay. Oh, I was so worried when I didn't find you and they took me. And,
wait. What's going on here? I there's two of you?
Excuse me. What the fuck? Tell me.
I'll tell you as soon as we get this poor gentleman in here, okay?
You know this guy.
Well, yes, this, I mean, if anyone is who they look like they are, I can't tell. Yosef, what can you tell?
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait, come in. Come in. It's cold outside.
Valdine goes over and helps them get inside.
Cool, cool. Yeah, so you lead him in, and you guys are left staring at what look to be identical sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I nailed it in my intro.
Some sort of family resemblance here? Is it that what we're dealing with? What is going on? I would like some answers, too.
Oh, yeah.
This woman needs to explain things. But yeah, Yosef,
I'll explain myself
tell
right.
Tell me something only I know. I am sorry. I need to know whether I should heal this man. Is he the thing I think he is? Yosef. Something so I can know it is you.
Oh, do you guys have like a memory together that only you would know? Or
probably.
I don't think
he tells everyone everything James. That we have done.
I'm sorry, that took me a second. I get it now, I think.
Yeah, Lisa, we when you were first took over for Theodora, every time I went over to Theodora to drop off her firewood, Azalea would bite me and try to nip at me, but after she passed on, and you kind of took over. Azalea's been a lot nicer to me.
Yes, Azalea was real weird with you. This is true. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so it's him.
And Vasilisa casts Cure Moderate Wounds on Yosef.
Yeah, you hear his bones set into place.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, Lord.
So musical.
His wounds kind of heal up and everything. He has some scars. But yeah, he looks a lot better. He looks almost full. I am the real Lady Argentee.
Well, I wouldn't have seen that coming.
No, you wouldn't. This here is my body double, Belor Aladima.
Why did she lie to us about who she is?
It's because we have a very strict contract together, and I need to play face all of the time. Unless the lady says otherwise, and so now I can finally. And she just goes up and she like grabs her face.
Oh God!
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
And she just like.
Oh dear.
And as soon as she like pulls it off, it just like
just meat underneath
vanishes away, and it's just like a really plain, simple white mask.
Oh, wow. What does she look like?
She's an 80-foot squid monster. A flaming.
Flaming 80-foot squid.
Wailing and flaming, apparently.
Yeah, no, so she's a blonde instead of a nice redhead. Her hair is straight. It's a lot shorter than it normally is. Huh. Her facial features are quite a bit different. So Lady Argentee herself looks very, like, regal and noble, has, like, the stern jaw and everything and kind of like a sharp nose. Belor, on the other hand, has a lot more rounded features and like a little cute button nose almost. And yeah.
The cards were way more literal than usual. This is the two-faced courtesan stranger, everybody.
Oh.
Remember? From
oh,
the
yeah, that's right.
Oh, my.
What happened to you? What were you doing out there?
Me and my caravan were on our way back to Opar from Zemur.
Yeah, we saw.
Oh, good.
We saw the carriage.
Good.
I mean, horses? It wasn't really good.
No, well, that's true.
Yeah, so we were in the middle of switching back, and that's when we got attacked, and the carriage did a flip.
Oh, yeah.
I was thrown from it, and Belor here does what Belor's paid to do, which is assume my identity for any sort of circumstance. Which was good because you could hear them saying, oh, get the lady.
Yeah.
So I booked it because I didn't look like no lady and they were killing everybody else. Yeah, no, it was bad.
No,
it was
a smart plan.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I took off into the wood as best I could because that was where the nearest cover was. And while I was wandering around, I came across Joseph over there, and we got to talking, and he told me about the lodge, and I patched him up as best I could, and we started making our way here.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Well, it's quite lucky for Joseph and Argentina that we are here instead of...
Yeah.
Did you
there were some not good guys
to
here before.
Decapitate a necromancer, either of you, no?
No, that wasn't me. Yeah, that wasn't us.
Who did it?
Somebody worse, maybe.
We should tell you.
Good.
Just so you know, Yuln is still alive.
Oh, Yuln's still alive. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, he's back in.
He didn't tell us about. Oh, there are two ladies.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Did to he know not that ahead know? Of time.
Yeah, nobody else knows about that. Actually.
No, that's smart.
Well, that makes sense.
I suppose, given the whole nature of the arrangement, that is fair.
It's a little deceptive.
Well, now it's.
That's the point.
I'm sorry to tell you, but all the other people in your caravan turned to zombies. They were, I'm assuming, killed and then brought back, and we had to kill them again. I'm sorry.
Gosh, no, we don't need it.
You had to kill all of them?
No.
They were zombies. They were already dead.
Belor, remember, do your breathing. And just remember that everything's going to be fine. You and I are alive. And you're getting a big fat bonus from this.
So she was like this before the mushrooms.
What?
She said she ate some mushrooms, maybe. So I thought maybe. She just lit a woo-woo, but this is normal.
My lady, they locked me in a cellar, and they thought I was you, and they were going to use me for ransom or a trading token or something. And I think I found mushrooms in there, but it was dark, and I peed in a corner.
Oh, pumpkin. I'm sorry. And she's not used to that kind of stuff. She's more of the prim and proper type, which is why we trade places pretty frequently.
I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah, I like to think so. Lets me live the lifestyle I actually want, and she gets to live the lifestyle she wants, and no one's any the wiser except for you all. And don't tell anyone or I'll kill you. I'm mostly kidding.
I mean, I'd like to see you try.
No, I don't think
I
could.
But also, what happened to you, Yosef?
So I had my woodcutting spot, a really nice one. There's some nice mahogany trees up there, and the snow set in, and I was like, okay, this is fucking weird, but hey, mahogany. Set up my camp and everything. I was getting ready to head out, and then I got attacked by something real big and real scary that I ain't too familiar with.
Was it white? Did it have like white fur, white coloration?
Yes. Yeah, it did. It was as best I can describe it, that, but bigger. And he points over at Ghost.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, Ghost I've raised from a baby, and she won't hurt you at all.
Yeah, I gathered that from it not immediately trying to rip my arms off.
She's kind of a sweetie poo when you get right down to it.
Interesting.
Well, she's got her backs in battle, too, you know.
Yes.
It took a couple real good swipes at me. I fell down a ravine, and I was there for probably about a day before.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, before the lady came along, and I told her about the lodge, and she patched me up, and we started heading for it. She was pretty lost. Yeah, I was wandering around a lot, so...
Well, you two must be hungry.
Oh, we're starving.
Oh, here, you should come back here to the kitchen. I've got some stew going.
And we've all eaten some, so it's totally not poisoned.
Oh, good. Yeah, a hot meal sounds real good right now. Yeah, that sounds really great.
So where were you headed? You were just wandering directionlessly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
When the adrenaline kicks in and you're running for your life, you don't really pay too much attention to
direction. I feel like you're lucky. That could have ended really badly.
Oh, yeah. No, it's real hard to find your way in the woods when you can't really tell where the sun is with all the cloud cover and the dispersion.
It's very lucky you didn't run into any traps, gnome people, or, you know, talking fake creatures that are pretending to be stags.
So, it seems like you guys know a lot more than I do. I'd really appreciate being filled in.
Well, first, I suppose the introductions. Yes, I am Vasilisa Morozova. I am from Hildren, same as Yosef. I was sent to rescue you.
Oh, you're Vasilisa.
Have you heard of me?
A little bit. And,
Joseph.
And Joseph like nudges her to stop.
I also nudge Joseph, so he's just getting double nudged. Nudges. Nudge chain.
I came into Hildren recently on just some traveling, and it seemed like there was something going on that might earn me some coin, so now I'm here.
Well, I assure you, you guys are going to be handsomely rewarded for getting us back to town.
Oh, gosh. No, we just wanted to help.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Norm.
Oh, and I'm Marge, and this is Ghost. We're the Gundersons. So, yeah, what's going on? Yes. We found... Oh, I forgot his name already.
You found Yulm?
Oh, yes. Yulm, right. And then he was telling us about how winter's come in the middle of summer and that you were missing. And so we all decided to go together and start heading in. And we've, you know, snowmen and talking elk and...
Yeah, it turns out Irisin is coming through a portal to take over Tal'Dorei somehow. So,
well, that would explain all the snow.
Really, we have to stop that.
But you don't have any idea why that's going on, do you? Because, I mean, finding you was the main thing, but also, like, finding out why this... Well, I was hoping we'd find both.
When we found you, we'd know what's going on.
We really must find this portal and stop it. Irisin is not a pleasant place. It's winter... all the time.
Oh, and the giant worms and the...
never-ending winter.
And the weird huts with tree trunk chicken feet.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Did you see such a thing?
Yeah. I figured you guys would want to know about that. I found it when I was wandering around. It's real fucking weird.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, my. Huh. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
It was like a weird open hut on a couple logs that looked like chicken feet.
Oh.
And there was a chair with I don't know, there was something sitting on it. I didn't get too close because I started to hear whispers and I said,
guys,
nope.
This is bad. Baba
is
Yaga.
It?
Remember what I said about Baba Yaga? The greatest witch of the entire universe.
Sure, sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mother of all witches.
Yeah.
That is her house.
Okay.
She lives in that hut.
So that's a Baba pretty, Yaga. That's so a pretty shitty house.
Why is she here?
Oh my goodness, just stop with the Baba Yaga may hear. She hear everything.
Well, what did you hear?
Moya mama always said Baba Yaga will hear you.
What did
and
you hear while
probably
you were walking
true.
Past the house?
Yeah, what were the whispers
something
saying?
About being lost and wanting a mom. It was real
what?
Weird. I thought I was just hallucinating. I haven't eaten in like 3 days. And she says this as she's like, she has a bowl of soup. She doesn't even like spoon it. She's just like...
tipping it up into her mouth.
I do not like this.
So why would she be here?
She is supposed to replace Koroljeva Elviana on the throne with a new queen. It is that year... But why would you be in Tal'Dorei? I don't know. Why is Irisin in Tal'Dorei? None of this makes sense.
Well, do you know? I mean, you seem to know a lot about this. Do you know how what criteria she uses to choose her queen, her new queen?
Every time there is a new queen, the new queen has to be Jadwiga.
A what?
Jadwiga.
What's, oh, I'm sorry.
Jadwiga is a descendant of Baba Yaga.
Oh.
Moya mama is Jadwiga. I guess technically I am kind
so
of also Jadwiga, but I gave up the whole winter thing and the whole winter witch thing. I am more of a summer kind of soul, you know?
So
it's
you guys
too cold.
You guys don't know each other very well, do you?
It has been
we found
one night together.
Right, you guys found Yulm.
Yeah,
I get that.
And we brought him back to the town.
We brought him back to the town.
And we started to heal him, help him out a little bit.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then she's from the town.
Valdine volunteered to be paid to help.
Okay.
And I am from Hildren, and they were like, oh, Vasilisa, you know about Irisin. Why don't you go and do the helping? So this is what I did.
You know, I was going to be really upset that you got sent, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I was really upset that I got sent,
I'm sorry.
To be fair. So.
Oh, you seemed happy to do it at the time.
No, I mean, I am more angry that there is winter in summer in Tal'Dorei than I am anything else. So that's fair that you could not tell. I'm deeply unhappy.
Yeah, you seem upset about the cold.
Grumpier and grumpier the colder it gets.
I am not usually a grumpy person, right, Yosef? I am a cheerful person. Am I, Yosef? Am I a grumpy?
No.
Okay.
Your
sense motive. 13.
You can't tell.
but I know better.
When you're what you need to be at the time. And most of the time that's happy and helpful. And only when it's cold do you become not so happy.
Bologna, Verona, I get it. I am a little bit of a suka in the winter.
So what do we do from here? We just go back to Heldrin? I almost said torch.
Wrong well, game.
Wrong game.
Well, that's why I was hoping the real Lady Argentine would have like some kind of clue or advice on like where this is all coming from.
Do we go to Heldrin? Do we try to find that portal? Get the
Oh, I think we need to take the lady back.
Where it is? Do we?
Oh, I forgot I about mean, the sprite. You guys I mean, have it. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah, he's in my arms.
So I followed, once I found the hut, there was a trail and I followed it back. That's how I found Joseph. Trail leads all the way here.
Oh, so we could just go to Baba Yaga's hut. No big deal.
I don't. Well, I'm kind of worried about that.
Me too. It does not sound like a great
idea.
I don't think we should be going anywhere at this point. We need rest first.
Oh yes,
before definitely. We do anything else.
It's been a long day.
Norm's gonna. Yes. Like, lean over to Joseph and be like, which one of them is saying your name correctly? I don't want to be rude. Is it?
Yeah. I really,
is it Joseph or Joseph?
I really appreciate that. It's Joseph.
Okay,
but
I'll
depending on where you're from, you can call me Joseph. I'm not sure where your dialect's
from. Where do I have
from.
To be from to call you that?
I mean, the only person I've ever met that's done it is Lisa. So,
Irisin,
North?
I suppose?
Okay, so that's... Well,
that's not us.
No, we probably shouldn't.
Let's get some food in us and sleep.
Okay.
Get some rest.
It's 4 p.m.
Oh, but we're tired.
Look, it's
been
has
a very
been
long day.
I'm just letting you guys know it's 4
very
p.m.
Long day.
Yeah, well, they're the so two of the three of them are exhausted.
I'm still very worried about whatever killed the necromancer outside. Can we bring Marigold into the house,
yeah.
maybe?
We could set up one of the rooms as like a stall for her.
Yes, please.
I mean,
she
I'm
is.
Okay with that.
Yeah,
she
I'll,
it doesn't matter if
I'll
she
go,
poos.
I'll go get her.
Will you please?
Of course. You should stay in and have stew and sit
Thank
by
you.
The
Marigold will be
fire.
Very happy to see you. I'm sure.
I'm excited to see. Oh,
but
I should tell you.
Oh no, but
the weasel god Oxford.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, we I saw him when we got. Pulled up. Yeah, he's gone.
Who's Oxford?
Oxford was my ox.
Aw.
He was very sweet. He liked when I would tuck flowers into his harness.
Aw, I'm so sorry, Vasilisa.
Yeah, Marigold's gonna miss him too. They were kind of best friends.
They were so cute together. You have no idea. And Vasilisa just kind of dabs at her eyes with her skirt.
Oh, God. Not that kind of dab.
So Joseph, with that somber news, goes back out into the cold. He's walking well. He undoes the splints and stuff. Like, he's still limping pretty hard, but that's just from the injuries.
The bloody rags just fall off his body.
Yeah,
he's healed up now.
I mean, like, the bones are set, and, like, he's gonna, like, ache, and he has some, like, pretty bad scarring, like I said. But, yeah, he goes on out, and you hear him undoing the latches, and you hear Marigold bray very happily.
Eeyaw!
Ah, Joseph, it is good to see you. Tell me, how is Oxford? Where is he? He is always with you. I hope he is okay. Oh, we're going this way now. Excellent.
So once Joseph comes back in with Marigold, I'm going to scamper around. I want to like lock all the doors and windows and just kind of double check every single... If we're camping down for the night, I'm going to double check everything.
Yeah,
make sure
smart.
It's sealed.
That's smart.
You say his name so strangely. I mean, it sounds the same as when I say it. Joseph. Right?
Oh, he spelled it for me, so I feel like I have...
Yes, I mean, it's Joseph. I am saying the same thing you are saying.
To be fair, he only said the first initial.
He spelled the first letter of his name for me.
Well, now I'm wondering, while we're sleeping, what should we do with the sprite here? We got to keep him secure somehow.
I bet there's something like a pitcher in the kitchen.
Should we keep him wrapped up, though?
Just keep him wrapped up like
stuff
a swaddled little tiny bug baby. We stick him in a bowl or a pitcher or something. We put something very heavy on it.
So he just
can't
move.
And we hope he can breathe. No, this sounds like a bad plan the more I talk. Look,
Why are we keeping this thing again?
It knows exactly where the portal is.
The portal. It says it knows where Irisin came from. All the winter weather.
I don't know if these people know. No, they know where the hut is, not where the portal is, right? Argenti, that's what you said.
I know where the hut is. And like I said, you just follow the path down that way and... Well, shit.
What?
No, it's very troubling. So there's some kind of portal somewhere here.
Yes.
Letting in the cold.
Yes.
And you know that because a sprite told you?
This little guy here.
Well, we know are many creatures from Irisin.
Getting here somehow.
Getting here. And we know a necromancer and his band of bandits was working for them. Something like that. And we know that the sprite said, oh, I came through a portal and was suddenly here in... It did not know where. So I'm assuming everything coming from Irisin is coming through that same portal, right? That makes sense?
It does.
It would be worse if there's more than one portal. That would be real shit, no?
Oh, that would not be good.
Just portals everywhere. Ears and storms going... Everywhere is winter in the whole world.
That would not happen. Norm cinches up his new coat just a little bit more.
That would be... Yeah, there's only one portal. That's the probability is nuts.
What's Feldeen up to? Now that he has all this information, now that the identity has been like revealed for each of them and everything, what's going on? Because Norm went around and he started locking stuff up. Valdine is a quiet man, but he's up to something, right?
Right now, he's just kind of taking this all in and trying to figure out if they're going to press on forward with these new party members. Are we going to continue heading into danger? Or... are we headed back to town to bring these people back to safety? And so he's trying to kind of weigh the option about which direction we're going to go.
Okay.
But he doesn't say anything to anybody.
No, he's
Inner turmoil.
He's like trying to think about it and kind of weigh the option, see what the party's thinking. It seems like this Baba Yaga thing was pretty upsetting to Vasilisa, so I think he's leaning towards going back to Heldrin. And so Valdine becomes... he'd probably say something kind of like... I think we probably should get these folks back to safety once we're rested up and ready to travel again. I think the priority needs to be getting you back to town.
Well, that's what we were sent here for, yeah?
Well, but now we've got Joseph. Now we've got Joseph.
Thank you.
I've heard you talked about more than before we met you. And
no, I completely understand. You've heard about me?
Oh, yes. Lisa?
Just in passing.
Look, what I said to Ionia Deppen is not, it's not, it's private.
You talk to Iona about me.
I needed to leave a message in case I died in the forest.
You were expecting to die?
Look, Irisin invades the woods. I go off into the strange storm where a caravan was killed. What am I supposed to think? Oh, I will definitely not die?
Well, yeah, because you're with us.
I'm not stupid.
No, you never know what's
going to happen.
We almost died,
like, a handful of times. It's been close.
I mean, honestly, we would be dead if it wasn't for Vasilisa.
Skeletons? Oh, that's true. That's
so speaking
true.
Of danger.
And the zombies?
Do we plan to continue on into danger with these folks? That's the question I'm asking.
What I was going to say is that now that Joseph is feeling better, that maybe Joseph could take the ladies back to town.
Oh, is that going to be safe, though? Without us keeping them protected?
You got three horses in the stables out there. We could ride back pretty quick.
It would be a lot easier if we had been on horses. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think anybody is going to recognize me
the way I am.
And as long as...
Belor. If we send Belor and Argenti and Yosef back to Heldrin on the horses, we can investigate further and try to solve this problem while knowing they are safe. As long as they follow our path back out and do not touch that snowman or the strange dead crow effigy things.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Or talk to any stags or, you know, any of that. Just.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
Yes, I said it, I started to feel a wee bit of nervous.
I don't think that was
myself.
A stag.
Because there's the river they got across.
What was it?
Well, no, I think it was a stag.
No,
but
I think Fofin
is not a stag.
Not a stag.
That's what I thought.
Yes. I think
I think we would be okay going back.
Yeah, if
I
can,
well, because they'll go four times as fast as we would. Like, so fast.
True. Okay. Yes. You ride horses, escape back to Heldren safely tomorrow. And we continue to try not to die and
we're
find out what is
happening. We're
going to
go fight the Baba Yaga, right? Is that what you said?
No, we are not going to try to fight Baba Yaga. That is suicide. No, we try to close a portal to my home country. Eh? No? Maybe.
I just realized that... Fuck. We might be getting invaded. Like, actually invaded, like, you know, Taldor.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, so probably you should go back to Opara and
say,
hey, army of Opara, Irisin is trying to attack you.
How far is it to town from here?
Well, it depends on how big the winter is now.
But on horseback should be like, what, a half a day?
Look,
maybe one day?
The horses will be riding more slow. The snow is getting deeper and deeper.
From horseback, from here?
Yeah.
I mean, if we take the trail, I mean, that's going to cut the time down. So normally walking from here, and the snow, I mean, we could probably do it in 3 hours?
It shouldn't take long.
Okay, yeah,
should be
that's,
fine to get
that's
to
fine.
Well, then it might be good, if we think we're being invaded, then it might be good to like go as soon as possible.
You know, at this point, we are healthy. I mean, we're pretty tired, but if it's only 3 hours, can ride it.
Overnight, it might snow more, the track will get tougher.
Sure. And if you need any more healing, I can do that with my wand to make sure you're, you know.
Getting really good with the wand. You should see.
That would be great. Are there any, like, blankets or anything around here?
Oh, for sure.
Give him your coat, Norm.
Actually,
just cinches the
there's
coat
a big
a little
bear
bit
rug right here you can wrap around yourself.
There's probably maybe on one of those corpses that got turned in to skeletons when their skin went and the skeleton came out, they may have a cloak or something that came off.
It didn't get ripped.
It would probably
or destroyed.
Be really bloody, but you know, if it didn't explode, then there could. This is not sounding like a good plan. The more I
don't think there's anything salvageable. I
mean, there's secondhand, and then there's this, which is like something different.
Well, there's beds here in you know, there's like several different bedrooms. I think there was a blanket on a couple of the beds for sure.
Yeah,
just take whatever you need.
All right, yeah, let's
bundle the horses up, bundle the people up.
Balor, you eat some stew, and I'll gather up some blankets. Joseph, just take it easy for a couple minutes.
You'll not speak to anything that's like, oh, I'm going to try to speak to you in your mind or anything. Just don't engage.
No, we're not. We're going to make a beeline.
Okay.
Straight for town. No stops.
Because there is something that is cutting people's heads off. So that's
good.
Yeah, and watch out. If you see a snowman, just give it a wide berth.
Yeah, it will explode or something.
Okay.
And then if you see like a frozen river, just kind of like watch out for like weak spots in the ice, who knows, it might be frozen even harder now and might be safer, but just be careful on the frozen river.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to go saddle up the horses.
Okay.
I'll gather some supplies for you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Valdine.
I'll take off my cold weather gear.
So back to the sprite here. We're going to need to secure him somehow. I don't know if maybe I should stick him in my backpack all wrapped up.
Well, he's only 2 inches tall, so it can't be that hard.
Like a tiny little leash. A jar. We could poke holes in the top of a jar.
Yes.
I like that.
We can put him in a jar.
Okay. I'll go search the kitchen.
Because the problem, he was able to try to break through the window, but he had momentum. If he didn't have momentum, he couldn't break through the glass.
Yeah, if we put him in a little jar.
Yeah. Well, it could be like our own little compass. Like he could direct the way from the jar. It'd be like a compass for us.
Yes. Okay.
You find a jar.
Woohoo!
I poke holes with my rapier.
Beautiful.
And he's still unconscious.
Piercing damage.
Roll a craft small cage check.
Okay. No, not with that die, though.
That's no, you're good. You're good.
Please let me roll.
I want to roll something.
I just want to play.
Cool.
All right.
Balor also goes into the kitchen and like starts to scoop some food into jars and stuff to take with them on their rather short journey, but something warm is always good. And so Norm's in the kitchen poking holes.
Marge is with him.
Marge is with him.
I'm going to tell Balor that I don't judge her for her choice of occupation, and I don't blame her for tricking us. I totally understand why she did what she did.
Oh, and she didn't even lie or anything. All I did was like, oh, look, here's Lady Argentine, and she just went with it.
But even if she did lie, or she was willing to lie, that's her job, I admire that.
It is my job, and I'm sorry I did have to lie to you guys.
No, don't feel bad about it. I respect it.
But Balor, that's good. How exactly does that mask work?
Oh, well, Lady Argentine had it made special after we had worked out our arrangement and it was working, and she wanted me to go to more higher functions, and I needed a bit more of a disguise, so she had it made. It's made specifically... Hold on, let me pull up the magic item.
So it sounds like you were doing this job before without the mask, and then you got the mask later, huh?
Well, I'm not sure how that would work. They don't look anything alike.
Well, no, but like in a smaller capacity, like from a distance.
Probably like a disguise kit, kind of.
It's a little bit like that. It's spell mostly, but it's tuned specifically for the lady. So it only works to make one appear as her. Yeah, but it's pretty great. It's great. You stick it on your face, and then it hides you pretty well.
Well, so do you think you're going to keep doing this job, or is this about the retirement for you?
Oh, no, this job is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you seem upset. It's a hard job.
I've had a rough couple days.
Fair, very fair.
But yeah. I also get to eat the best food and go to the best balls and meet really cute boys. It's a really good gig. It sure beats working in that shitty, shitty bar, and I will never understand what she sees in that place, but it works out for us.
She doesn't get kidnapped from the bar,
does,
right?
Does Argentine work in a bar?
Well, I think maybe she just visits a bar.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I think Balor worked in the bar, and Argentine saw her there.
I think they switched places.
I think maybe Argentine.
No, Argentine works in the bar.
Argentine still looks
like
Argentine.
Oh, she doesn't work in the bar!
it's okay.
I mean,
obviously we're on.
Yes, she works in the bar. I'm sorry. I'm just so used to lying to people.
Look, obviously we are on the inside because we know about the mask. So you can let some things
consider
slip and not panic.
Consider us as the inner circle.
We have code word clearance.
Yeah, so she took my place at the bar, and then I took her place as like a noble, and it's great. And she does bar stuff, and I get to take hot baths.
Oh, do you ever get to like do decisions, like make like princess decisions, like policies and stuff?
No, not really. I'm not a. Well, she isn't a princess. She's just like.
I mean, you also are not the princess.
It's true.
I mean, correct me if I am wrong, but
no, I mainly get to like court suitors and.
Well, that's fun.
It is.
You don't get to be like, oh, off with their head or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
God, no.
I like to think no one in Teldor is saying, oh, off with your head with regularity.
I would get flashbacks,
whoo, where am I? Irisin or Teldor? Irisin.
What? You don't miss it, do you?
What?
You
no.
Don't. Okay.
Cuds. Have you seen what it looks like outside?
It sounded, but your sigh sounded like almost wistful. Like,
no, I look outside.
Okay,
that's Irisin all the time.
Marge is going to peek her head out the door and just kind of check on Lady Argentine setting up horses.
She has two of them saddled and
she's
ready
doing
to
good.
Go. Yeah.
Okay, no danger.
Do you lock the door?
No. You're done.
So. You're going to keep going then?
I do not see that I have any other real choice. I mean,
so
I didn't leave
Iris
and
we go.
Oh goodness, we are going to rest. I am going to sleep very hard.
But should we leave like kind of early? Like, we don't want to sleep too long and spend too much time, because I really feel like the weather is going to just keep getting worse.
Well, yeah, it's just a little after four, so if we go to sleep and get our, you know, our 8 hours to stay healthy,
yeah,
then it'll be early in the morning.
Like, really early.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It'll still be dark.
Midnight.
I mean, yes. I say we go as soon as possible, but also sleep. So and I need to prepare my spells so I can read that necromancer spell book and that scroll we found, so I can see if maybe I can burn some spells and teach my cards so that I can be more prepared. So.
All right. Well,
Oh, can we tell ghost stories too?
Should,
well, I mean, Ghost is really cute and all that, but his life's not been very long yet.
Oh.
She's seen some shit.
Is there? So you said you gave Teppan a note for me. Is there anything not in the note?
I'd say just go ahead and not read that note. It's a bit embarrassing, and I will go ahead and we can say some things to each other in person when all these people are not staring at us. How about we go check on Marigold in that other room with Marigold in it?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah,
right. All of you are very safe and definitely will respect our privacy.
Well, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we're good people and all,
Vasilisa,
right?
Vasilisa doesn't exactly evil eye you, but it's pretty close.
Whoa. To her saves or her AC?
No, it's not quite the hex level of witch glare, but it's a very serious look. Okay.
It's okay, because I know at some point before we go to sleep, I want to go upstairs and look at that map, so maybe this would be a good opportunity.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on things down here and just watch the perimeter. You guys go.
So what are your guys' names? Like, let me. So you're Valdine and you're Marge and you're Norm.
No, I'm Norm.
You're Norm. You're Marge.
She's Marge.
Yes. And this is Ghost.
Hi, Ghost. Okay, so you guys need to tell me a little bit more about yourselves, so that when we get back, we can talk to, you know, the guards and everything, and we can get, you know, some dossiers worked up for you guys. And I mean, you're probably going to get a medal for this, which is really cool.
If you're talking about Opara. Is that what you mean, going back to?
Yeah.
You can't mention my name then.
But you're important.
No.
You saved me. You protected me against that evil
just
little...
Just trust me, mate. You don't want to mention my name at Opara.
Okay.
Just leave me off the list.
And we don't really need... I mean, you can say our names, but...
we don't need anything.
We don't need, like, awards or anything.
We're retired, and we're just going on an adventure.
We just heard you were missing and thought that was really sad.
You're doing this for fun?
Well, no, it's not... I mean, it's not fun,
Well,
but
we are getting paid. You can pay me without my name. That'll work fine.
I mean...
Okay. We'll just put it all under the Gundersons and... Vasilisa, then. And then we can just, I can make that work.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll just, you know, split it up with you once we get it all.
Right.
Yeah, so, you can have
So
you can have my
what
shirt.
Other information do you need from us?
Oh, just mainly your names.
Oh, okay.
And your...
Red folk, yes.
Rats, okay, good. Got that. Right?
We're also folks.
Folk. Okay.
I mean, the folk part, I feel like that's the important part.
All right. Are you guys planning on being up in Opara anytime soon? They like to
I don't know.
Ceremonies, I mean, and
we have no plans.
We're retired on an adventure, so wherever we go, we go.
All right. Well, hopefully when all this is cleared up, you could come up to Opara and it'll be wonderful. I can show you guys around the estate.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, we can go riding. Massage. Have you guys ever had a massage? It's wonderful. Meanwhile! Ah, my two favorite people.
Aww.
Back together. Let's see how this goes.
So, I'm not allowed to read the note?
I suppose you can, but it's a lot of... Oh, I am probably going to die. I hope you are not dead. It was written in a little bit of a hurry. It's not my best work. let us just say. Don't, like, judge too harshly.
I don't think I could judge you.
I mean, you. Vasilisa just kind of, like, thwacks his arm lightly. It's the arm she just barely healed.
Yeah. And he, like, flinches a little bit. Like, he's still used to it being really
tender. I healed you real good. It's fine.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I'm going to definitely have some...
I'm pretty sure I give you almost as many hit points as I have total, so I hope you're okay.
It's a really weird way to phrase that. Yeah, I feel pretty good.
It's bitch jargon, I am sorry.
It's a bit stiff, but I'm sure it'll loosen up in the next couple days. You're going to be careful, right?
I mean...
And you're not going to die, right?
Probably not. I so far have been pretty okay. That zombie that slashed me, that was not good. But the Gundersons go in front most of the time. Little March has her shield. It's like, well, she's good at being in front. So I just let her do that. And Valdine's really good at being like, oh, Vasilisa, stay close so that we, you know, do not get separated and you don't get slashed by zombies again. So... I feel like I am learning how to fall in the be in the back.
Good, good. That's good. Yeah, good. Be careful. Don't die. And yeah. And then he leans in and kisses you on the cheek.
Ah.
Yes, get it. Marigold's tail is just swishing.
I really do not like this.
Sorry.
Good. And Vasilisa, like, smooches him on the cheek.
Yay!
That is fine. It is the whole, oh no, Irisin is here. Winter is here. I don't know what is going to happen. That stuff. So.
Right.
I do not like that.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Well, I mean, I should probably get going.
Yeah.
And you should sleep so you don't die tomorrow. And he opens the door and walks out. What's everybody else up to? You guys just still standing there chatting?
We were all listening at the door.
Were you guys?
He opens the door and we're like, ah.
No, that would be so rude. I would never do that. No, I wanted to go upstairs and look at that map.
Yes, and Norman Marjorie, and she's carrying around the jar with the Sprite in it because she doesn't want it to leave her sight, and they're looking at the map.
Yeah, you guys head upstairs. There is a large map hanging in the upstairs room.
So I'm just going to, right off the bat, roll a knowledge geography just to see where I'm, how familiar I am with it and where I'm coming from.
Yeah, that's smart.
Okay. That is only going to be, Jesus, a 10. Ugh. But if it's got words, I could read the words.
I mean, it's very obviously a map of the area. There's a lot of different locations on it kind of circled with question marks. And there is some writing on there being like, you know, base question mark. What's here? Question mark.
What's the scale? Like how much land does it look like? It's not the whole country, obviously. It's
no,
just like
it's
regional
forest.
Oh, it's just the forest.
It's this regional forest.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And it's great. Got notes on it. I'm going to take it down.
Cool.
I feel like we should bring it with us.
It's really big, but yeah, you take it down.
I'll bring the whole thing downstairs and show Valdine, and when she gets back, I'll show Vasilisa too, but like maybe I should think we should take this with us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or at least memorize it. Does anybody have like memorization abilities?
This little box over here says BY. What do you
No, let me take a look at it. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the woods out here. Let's see here. So we are about here. And from what Lady Argenti was telling me, our camp, my camp, that's going to be about 4 miles to the west. And from what she was telling me, that's tree thing, cabin, whatever you want to call it, was...
Oh, the chicken feet.
Yeah, the chicken foot cabin.
That's actually a good name for it.
Chickenfoot Farms.
Yeah, like it sounds very friendly, kind of welcoming. Doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, so the Chickenfoot Cabin is going to be probably another 3 miles that way, just going straight west, honestly. I'd stick to the ridgeline. on this side, and you should be able to follow that at least up to my camp, and then just keep going that way. There's an old beat trail that might take you to where you want to go.
Now, where he's saying that Camp Chickenfoot is, are there
You mean the cock house.
Yes. Where he's saying that is, are there any notations? Are there any question marks or notes on the map? The point where he's...
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
what does it say there?
It's just like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Question mark of what is this?
What the fuck? And then he also is going to plot on the map where his camp is.
Boop.
Balor, are you ready?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready. I have soup for us to hold because it's warm.
Nice.
And we're going to ride very quickly through some very cold weather for 3 hours. And I'm actually pretty excited to get some fresh air, honestly. I don't need to tell you what I've been smelling.
Probably her own piss, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, she said she didn't need to tell us. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for...
I think she was trying to avoid that.
Well,
I'm sorry. Jeez.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. Right then. And she just, like, very embarrassed, like, turns and walks out the door.
Oh, don't forget your blanket.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'll be right there. Okay. Don't die. Don't kill her.
Oh, no.
Protect her.
You got it.
Well, I'll protect too, for sure.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Gunderson.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
You seem like a very nice young man.
I won't kill you.
Thank you.
I promise I won't kill you.
Yes, and you probably won't be indirectly responsible for the death of me either.
Not listening. and Joseph waves kind of goodbye.
Oh, travel safe.
We will. We will. And Lady Argentee sticks her head back in. She goes, all right, be safe, y'all. And
well, you too.
Take care of yourself. I will. We'll
stay warm and just get out of the cold as fast as possible.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Okay, sleep well, lock doors,
be safe.
So, have a good night.
All right. Good night. Oh, Normie's so tired.
I do not know about all of you, but I was definitely planning on dying until everyone told me not to. So. Good thing.
It's a good thing they told us.
Also, it's just kind of a GM note.
Oh. Yes. Don't die.
Don't die.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's more scary, actually.
Now, time for us to get some rest. Should we all go ahead and, since we got locked doors and locked windows and stuff all around us, and we're actually in a building, all of us sleep at once, so it's just the 8 hours?
I'll probably get up and take a watch here and there, just based on how things are going.
Yeah, I would be nervous.
Anyways. What's the order of the watch?
Valdez first.
And then we'll, do we have to, just doesn't matter, it doesn't matter which one of us goes first.
So go Valdine first, Marge and or Norm.
Marge then Norm, or Norm then Marge, and then Vasilisa. Cool. Give me some perceptiones.
Oh, God. Something's actually going to happen?
Yes.
Valdine got a 20.
20?
14.
27.
27.
13.
Cool. You all start to bed down. I think, Marge, you have a harder time falling asleep than everybody else, because as the sun starts to go down, the winds pick up and the windows kind of rattle a little bit, and you hear the howling wind. It's kind of a hard time for you to fall asleep in particular, just because
there's so much noise.
There's a lot of noise. You're very aware of all the little sounds going on.
That was exactly like camping during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time sleeping because it was raining and the wind, and we were in a tent, and it was just... Yeah. So loud.
Valdine, your shift goes pretty smoothly. I mean, it's a lot of the same noises and stuff. I like to think that Valdine is kind of accustomed to that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what did you get for your perception?
20.
20, yeah. So you're hearing all these sounds, but I don't think any of it shakes you or finds you as off at all. It's quiet.
What patrolling around.
Just walking around the house, or do you actually go outside to patrol?
I probably do a lap around the house at least once from the outside.
Okay.
And walk them. Kind of walk the perimeter.
Okay. Cool. What do you have for a light source?
I take a stick from the fire,
cool.
And I kind of like light the end of it.
Cool.
makeshift torch it.
Sure.
Cool. It's too bad the sprite doesn't glow like a lightning bug. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just carry the walk around with the sprite.
Okay, so since you go outside, while you're outside kind of doing a lap, you hear, once you're out there, you hear a really big kind of whistle sound. And it's like, it's definitely constant. So it's definitely something the wind is doing. And it's coming from the west.
Okay. I make a note of that and go back inside.
Cool. next up is Marge and or Norm.
Go ahead, Norm. Oh, I'm having a hard time falling asleep.
What'd I say?
So
I got a
probably
14?
Yeah, 14, I think. I mean, your guys' shifts go pretty easy. What do you do when the other one is asleep?
Oh, I mean,
I've never seen you guys function independently.
I'm not going too far. Like, I'm kind of still staying near her. Sometimes I just look over and just watch her sleep for a minute, and just like watch her snore and be like, oh, her little mannerisms. Like, she's still got her personality even while she's unconscious.
And then Marge, what do you do?
Well, when Marge is up, Ghost will be up too. So she's, I think that she will, you know, walk around the house with Ghost and looking out the windows and trying to, you know, see if she can see anything, and she'll just be having a conversation with Ghost, but obviously Ghost doesn't answer, so she's just talking. You know, oh, Ghost, you know, oh, can you believe we're out here? This is so strange. I mean, you've never been in the snow before. And she just, you know, talk.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yeah.
Not to wake anybody up, and just kind of walking around the house.
Okay. Ghost. Cool.
She doesn't get more worked up and worked up as she keeps talking. And another thing, eventually, just like shouting.
No.
Awesome. And then, finally, Lisa.
All right. Well, first thing, Lisa just kind of, she's going to listen really closely. She'll do a check of the house on the base floor, make sure everything's seems okay and is still locked tight. And then she's going to settle herself kind of centrally so she can hear as much as possible in the house. And she's going to commune with her cards to get her spells for the day. And she's going to make sure that she asks her deck to remind her how to read some magic stuff. And then she's going to try and start looking through and identifying that scroll we found and the spell book that was on Rokar's headless body.
Productive watch.
Yeah.
She's being a busy witch. Oh, and Vasilisa is going to remember that she technically packed with her an Ayun torch, which is a cool magical stone that floats around your head and lights up like a torch when you ask it to. So she's going to go ahead and just kind of gently let that go near her head, and it'll start spinning around. So if she needs emergency light, she can totally light that up.
So you sit down and you start to look at these things that you got off of his body. Now that you can officially read magic, the scroll is a scroll of animate dead.
Ooh.
Up to 10 hit die.
Ooh.
And then you open the spell book.
The way you said that, I was waiting to just immediately die.
It contains the spells Alarm, Chill Touch, Expeditious Retreat, Feather Fall, Identify, Locate Object, and Ray of Enfeeblement. And that's it.
Fuck. That's not a necromantic spell book.
And you guys are all sleeping.
It's not a particularly good spell book either. Like, it only goes up to level 1 spells, y'all.
It's right crap.
I do not think Rokar was a necromancer.
What's that?
I do not think Rokar was a necromancer.
Oh, why are you saying that? He was raised and dead, yeah?
He had a single scroll of animate dead on him, but his spellbook here, it only has 6 spells, and none of them are necromancy spells. So,
there's more going on than what we know.
Yes.
Something else is happening here.
Could there be some sort of crazy, evil, necromantic fey creature, say, that is kind of... You know how we keep
thinking, oh, we have met something that is one thing and then it's another thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, we have met a white stag that speaks in our head. Oh, actually, that was probably some sort of stupid sprite thing. You know, Fafin.
Right.
And then we meet Belor, and it's like, oh, this is definitely Lady Argenti. And then it's like, oh, she took her face off. She's actually not that.
And it turns out that all the snow falling from the sky is actually just little...
Dandruff. Giant dandruff.
Giant dandruff, yeah. Turns out that this entire continent is just a big-ass giant's head, and he's going through some stuff.
And then we get Ghost ready to go outside, and we get Marigold ready to go outside.
Yep. Everybody put on your warm weather clothes and
armor. Darwin,
put on your new cloak.
Oh, yeah.
Coat, jacket, whatever.
I really like it.
It's very cute.
You put the cloak back on?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, part of what I did on my watch was, I know I was watching Margie sleep for a while, but also part of what I did on my watch was go to a mirror and just kind of practice, like, putting it on and taking it off, turning myself into...
Roll perception.
Ooh. 17. 17.
Satie. What is it?
17.
Great. You hear something fall out of the cloak and tink on the ground.
But what does it look like? I look at the tink. I look at where the sound came from.
I look at the tink.
I look right at the tink.
A small black shard, it looks like. And you pick it up and you start thumbing it and everything. And the best I can describe it,
my little rat
is a black mask, almost. It's about an inch tall by like 3/4 of an inch wide. And it's a black mask, just completely flat and smooth, with the left eye where it should be is a white star.
Oh, wow. Like from Kiss.
It's like an emblem of
Well, I know it seems like it's probably something mystical or magical, and I don't know anything about that, so I'd have to ask the party.
Or something musical.
You know somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is this thing magical? So I found this last night while I was on my watch. It just kind of like, it was in the coat, and it just kind of like popped out, but it looks weird, and I don't know what it's for, and it's tiny.
What kind of, first I will try to
spellcraft,
detect magic.
Yeah, is there any kind of...
No magic.
Okay. Oh. I would like to do a knowledge check.
Looks like some kind
what
of
what kind of knowledge?
Religion.
Oh, good. That's one I actually have. Okay.
Dope.
Here we go. Knowledge, religion. Oh, I tried. 15.
That was the DC I said.
Oh.
I exactly know what this is.
This is a holy symbol. Specifically, it is the holy symbol of Norgaber.
What?
Norgaber is the god of greed, secrets, poison, murder. His worshippers are commonly thieves, assassins, murderers, and spies.
That makes sense.
And he is an evil deity.
Norm, you may want
neutral evil.
You may want to put that down.
Oh yeah.
It
doesn't look like my kind of thing.
It's an evil holy symbol.
Ew.
Have you ever heard of the god Norgaber?
Oh, gosh, no. That sounded like you just kind of...
Norgaber.
Choked a little bit.
Yes, it's not pleasant to say. If you say it, just practice it coming out of your mouth. Norgaber. Norgaber.
I don't know if I can say that.
Anyway, he is the god of murder.
Oh.
So, not a great guy.
Well, we should just leave it on the table.
Assassins... You know?
I mean, I don't like evil stuff at all, but I think what if maybe we should take it with us just in case? What if we encounter someone and we have to, like, trick them and be like, oh, we like the burger god, too, and we could, like, show them it and pretend if it's helpful.
That is fair. If you want to put it back into the pocket of your Yeti cloak, that is fine. It's just, keep in mind if someone finds you and is like, oh, who is this rat folk I've never met? They'll be like, oh, look, he has a
blow darts with poison and also a rapier and also a symbol of Norgubert. Maybe he is an assassin rat. Oh, my.
I didn't even realize it. Yeah, that looks real fucking bad for you.
No, but, you know, my poisons, though, they're not like the kill you kind. They're just kind of like the...
Is the layman going to know that?
No.
Could, I mean...
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do.
It looks bad, is so what I'm gonna
wrap.
Say.
I'm going to wrap it in a little piece of paper that says not actually mine. And then if we do encounter someone who's like an evil burger worshiper,
you'll
then
just
we can
take the paper off.
Take the paper off.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Like,
okay.
And then,
or if you want, I can stick it in my backpack. You don't have to hang on to it unless you want to.
You're okay with being mistaken for an evil worshiper?
No one's going to mistake me for anything other than what I am.
I mean.
So okay. Whoever had this cloak before me was probably evil, is what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, whoever's head was okay. cut off probably worshipped Norgurber.
Now you've given this cloak a new
that,
life,
or maybe. Maybe it is like what is happening with you now, and that person whose head was cut off killed someone else who was an assassin who worshipped Norgaber and was like, oh, maybe I should keep this symbol just in case I run into someone else who worships Norgaber and I need to pretend I worship Norgaber.
Little
know?
Do we know, this is actually the Santa Claus Norgaber edition. You've donned the cloak. You're
now
the
I
assassin.
Am,
he's the Yeti Claus now.
He's the Yeti Claus, yeah. The Yeti Claws. I love it.
Yes.
Is that Sprite awake? Do you still have Marge?
Oh, yeah. Right behind me here.
Oh,
and
yeah, I should
grabs
remember.
The jar and...
Has he woken up?
He's still knocked out.
Oh, he's still... It looks like he's still sleeping. Do we want to wake him up or should we just leave him for
I
now?
I mean, let's... If he's not awake yet, I'm a little worried. Just a minute, and Vasilisa taps on the glass like an irritating ding, ding, child ding. In an aquarium. Just like tink, tink, taps. Taps on it a little harder. Picks it up and slams it on the table.
Jeez. Oh, I don't think that's good. Oh, well, let me just put him on the back of the
ghost.
Do
you think he's still hurt too much to wake up?
I suppose it's
you possible. Could do a heel check. Ooh.
I could do a heel check.
I can do a heel check.
We can all do a heel check.
No,
the three
I'm
of
God.
Us gather around and all heel check.
I just want to go grab the cup of coffee and like just hold it near the Sprite 15. And see if the aroma wakes it up.
I like that.
I got
that's
an
good.
18 okay, on my heel check.
Then may have 15.
We all look at the doctor. Did you
what,
heal
what'd you get for you?
No, I examined him. I got crap when I examined him, so I go grab the coffee.
Highest was 18?
Yeah. 24.
No,
it's
freaking freaking gunslinger.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, damn it. So you get it. Yeah, he's down by like 3 points from consciousness.
Well, you want me to go ahead and poke him with the wand?
Yeah.
You think?
Probably.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, well, yes. I need someone to hold the lid. So as soon as I'm done poking, you can put it right back on. Oh, who's got the best reflexes?
I've got the...
That would be me.
Okay, we should let Valdine.
I will let Valdine. Yeah. Yeah. I will stand here, and I take my deck of cards out, and I'm ready for any.
No more ear slicing, okay? Just
look.
Can you imagine if she gets the other one?
What did you say?
God.
What?
It was accidental.
And I don't know if it damaged his inner ear. I think he'd still probably be able to hear a little bit.
No, fine.
Well, he's got another ear, too. So.
No, she's saying if we knock off the other, she accidentally cuts off the other ear.
I unscrew the lid of the jar.
Here I go. You ready?
Tilt it up and open it.
Oh, nope. Let me try again. Poke, poke. Nope, that's not it either. Nope.
Oh, God, come on.
There we go. Okay.
A full half minute later.
And I close the lid really quick as soon as
and
you
then
roll.
Six. I healed him for six.
Oh, fuck.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm in a jar.
Well, yeah. We wanted you to be able to see, but not, you know, fly away.
We're gonna go on an adventure.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What's your name, little one?
My name is Vrix.
Vrix?
Vrix.
Oh.
I see we're back on the, you're going to tell us everything you know and take us wherever you want to go and then we're going to kill you, track.
Oh, goodness.
I will clarify, Vrix. I said if you show us where the portal is, then we will let you go through the portal. I said we would kill you if you did not show us the portal. Eh? So
we're just trying to put things right and back together.
A little. All right, also, right. You said long live the Winter Queen, right?
Yeah.
You said it in your sleep a lot, too.
Are you particularly loyal to Ilvana, or...
I think Ilvana's got some really good stuff going on for her, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want her to leave. I think she should stick around.
I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit disrespectful to Baba Yaga, so that's just me. Someone who is terrified of Baba Yaga, so...
Baba Yaga's, you know, strong and stuff, but... Come on.
Well, how about you come with us and we go to the... The hut with chicken legs that's in the forest,
what?
Eh?
The what?
Yeah, Marge just finished packing up Ghost
and
all of
our stuff. Going to go check out a hut with chicken legs that is in the forest.
We're
going
to go talk to Baba Yaga.
No, you don't want to do that.
Would you rather we go straight to the portal?
I mean, it's not a bad idea. You could.
Okay, let us go to the camp and... see what we see.
Okay.
But.
So we file outside and close the door. And as we close the door, I say goodbye to the cabin. Bye, cabin. Thank you for keeping us warm.
All right.
Goodbye, Norm.
Oh.
Didn't expect that.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh.
See you next summer, Winter.
All right.
Let's get on the move.
And we hit the road.
Cool. Hit the road.
You Jim. Guys start. Walking to the west, following the path, right?
Yeah, Joseph said to.
Cool. So a little bit west of the cabin, literally like 20 feet, you come to a bridge.
We didn't get perception. Very far.
Yeah, dead. Perception check, do it, please.
We'll die right outside the cabin.
I'm going to pretend I didn't try. That was embarrassing.
19.
26 for Valdine.
That margin goes to, or must be preoccupied.
I feel like you got better than I did.
I got 10.
I got 6.
Oh, okay.
So
it's a good thing I'm here.
And Ghost got 8.
26.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Valdine.
Hi, friend.
Hi there. So you guys come up to the bridge, and it is a very icy and slick bridge. And now standing here, being this close... That sound you heard last night, the whistling and the roaring. Standing this close, you can hear it now, clear as day. And now that you can see, too, you see that it is a steep canyon with a bunch of roaring water, and the wind is whistling through it, and you can see it whipping the bridge a little bit.
Ah, this is the sound I heard last night. This wind ripping through here is coming through pretty fierce. This bridge does not look... very safe to cross.
Oh, yeah. Should we use rope and, like, do one at a time and hold ropes to make sure it doesn't break or something, you know?
Well, but the water's frozen underneath, I assume?
No.
Oh.
Could I check out the integrity of the bridge, please?
Yes.
What would I need to do to...
Engineering?
I have that.
Ooh, hey!
Nice.
Whew.
I really need more knowledges.
Oh, yes. I rolled a 19.
Nice.
It's a 23 on my engineering check.
Nice. The bridge is stable. It is covered in ice and is probably very slick, but it is stable.
Does it have guardrails?
Yes, it has 2 rope rails going across it. It's a rope bridge with wooden planks.
The bridge does look pretty stable.
Does it look strong enough to hold Marigold?
I think we should go one at a time, as suggested already, but I think we should... use a rope of some kind, at least to tie somebody off in case they do slip. Oh, it looks very slick.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. All okay. Right.
Well, if you want, I can try and get Marigold across first, and then if we make it across, you know it's going to be okay.
That is true. You will be... I mean, she is a good girl. You will be very careful with her, though.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be safe for me.
So since I'm the lightest one and she's the heaviest one, I'll try.
Marigold, Norm is going to take you across the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Please do not tug on the reins. He is very small. Okay.
Yeah.
Vasilisa probably overestimates Marigold's intelligence, hands the reins over to Norm.
Ah, play follow the Norm. I love you, my best friend.
What are we tying off to
this on
works
this out
side?
Great, actually, because Norm probably actually has handle animal and Vasilisa doesn't, so.
Okay, so I'm going to try and just see if...
I haven't.
Oh, God.
Much heavier.
A 9. So very slowly, very cautiously, with Marigold trying to tip.
What
tip,
did you get?
Toe, 9 handle.
Yeah, so she starts to go with you across the bridge. And about halfway, it swings a little bit. And you hear her.
Oh, it's,
and she
it's okay.
starts to get a bit restless. I need you to give me another one,
oh,
please.
Gosh.
Roll better than that.
No, really, it's going to be okay. I promise Vasilisa will be right behind us as soon as we 14.
She doesn't budge.
So we're standing there rocking.
She's rocking more now. I need you to make me a reflex save,
oh,
please.
Son of a biscuit.
Snowflake. Use a snowflake.
Do we have? He's cool. Yeah, he's
no,
got a
you
snowflake.
Know what? I'm not going to use a snowflake. I'm going to use semi-charmed life.
Ooh, cool.
Ooh. Baby.
It's probably not even
baby.
What it's called. No, it's just called charmed life. You've got me doing that.
You know what? It's
12 plus 13 is 25 reflex.
Beautiful. Yeah, you are rocking and rolling with the bridge. Give me another handle animal check. What's everybody else
is
doing?
Anyone, yeah, does Vasilisa like, oh, try and aid?
I mean, Vasilisa has no handle animal,
oh,
but
right.
She is going to be yelling
I will,
anyway.
I'm going to aid.
Marigold Veals, she is a stillborn donkey. She will stand there forever.
Okay.
Could you maybe help?
Oh, yeah, let me see what I can do. And I'm going to just grab the rope and hand over hand walk towards holding onto the rope.
Okay.
Marigold.
Cool.
And then I'm going to pat her on the rear and then climb up onto her. And then I'm going to see if I can get her to move. Just kind of give her a little kick and, okay, come on, Marigold.
Okay. Roll a ride check, please. And Norm, I need you to roll another handle animal.
That was a bad roll.
I love the cocky laugh and you're like, fuck.
Natural 20, 24.
Okay.
11.
I mean,
but a ride checks aren't that
if
hard,
you
though,
were
are they?
Aiding, it would have aided, you know.
Yeah, and I'll count it as that. You guys are able to push Marigold across.
Just patting her on the neck. It's okay.
I promise it's going to be okay. We can make it. We can make it. We can do it together.
Inner monologue of Marigold. No. 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 All right.
All right. Valdin, do you want to go or should I go next?
Go ahead and go across. Let's make sure everyone
okay.
gets across safely.
I will see you on the other side. Vasilisa yep. just kind of trails a hand on the rope like a guardrail and goes across the bridge.
The bridge snaps.
No.
Turns out Vasilisa was an 800-pound squid monster.
We didn't know.
And we've come full circle.
All right, yeah. Everyone's across except Valdin.
And then I will untie the rope.
We'll hold on to the rope from over here, Valdin.
And I head across carefully.
Okay. Carefully. Moving carefully. Mm-hmm. Careful-like.
Take your time.
You do it.
With care.
No slipping.
No slipping, no sliding. Cool. You guys did it. You made it across the ravine.
Woohoo!
Everybody ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yes. I will follow you.
All right.
And you guys start walking. And walking and mm-hmm. walking.
Mm-hmm.
So within the first hour, not a whole lot is happening. It's mm-hmm. still really quiet. You're going through the wood, and as the hour ticks on and on, you can tell it's getting closer and closer to sunrise because you start to hear little Tweety birds aww. In the trees, and then it starts to get more and more light. How's everyone doing? How has your morning been?
So good.
It was a little bit, you know, iffy with that whole bridge situation, but, you know, I think we handled it and we're in good spirits and ready to keep moving.
I'd be happy just to find Joseph's camp.
Oh, yeah. I wonder about okay. how far do you think it is? We were looking at the map earlier,
it
yeah?
It is about an hour, a little over an hour from the lodge, I think, too.
He said it was four miles.
4 hours. Oh, because we're doing a mile an hour.
A mile an hour.
Snow.
Speaking of which, cold checks.
Oh, okay.
DC 15, Valdin.
I'm still rolling. Please hold.
Okay.
I got 20. And you got?
I got a 22.
Hey!
Norm?
Or a 20 as well.
How are you?
I feel great.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what a refreshing thing to hear you say.
It's so much nicer.
16.
Okay, hey, you all pass.
Yay.
It took you a long time to
you guys start
I don't remember my numbers at all.
Climb the ridge after this first hour. The sun is now fully out, and you all march along. And at this point, you guys hear a...
Ah.
What you doing there?
It's so gross in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't quite think about that when we put you in there.
Why did you guys give me that shitty coffee.
Oh, that was Valdine. I thought it was a bad idea.
It was great for like 2 minutes, and then, oh God,
have you?
Why am I covered in shit? You guys think this is funny?
Look, I am sorry, but you are a little 2-inch tall sprite. That's a little bit of a hassle, and so yes, I laughed. I'm sorry. Okay, look,
I thought it was funny too.
We could dip you in the snow, maybe.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. How about we do this? And Vasilisa takes the jar, unscrews it, and then, like, in one motion, takes the lid away and just shoves the jar
onto the ground.
Onto the ground, face down.
Yeah.
Kind of swirls it around in the snow.
That works. Hold on. You can
like clean up a little bit.
Does a little snow bath.
Well, it's got to be cold. You're okay with the cold, though, huh?
Feels so good.
Well, you think he's from the cold, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all right. Scoop me back up.
I leave a little bit of snow in the bottom of it. Woo-hoo! I just scoop it back up and put the lid back on.
You could make like a sculpture or something.
Yeah, I'm going to make a chair.
Ooh. All right. All there. Right. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Where are we going?
To the portal.
We're going up this ridge.
Yeah, take a look around. You see anything lead us toward the portal?
Does it look familiar at all?
Yeah, I kind of know where we are.
Okay, so are we going the right way?
I think so.
Okay.
Up seems good. If we, like, get to the top, I can look around better.
Well, we are going on a ridge, so it is okay.
Or, if you let me out of the jar, I can just fly up and... I'm kidding. You guys won't do that.
Yes, that is correct.
We're not that good of friends. Some might not even call us friends. Some might call us, you know... captor, hostage. That's what I'm calling it.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, let's keep going.
So you guys have another 3 miles to go, which is another 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you're on like car rides and stuff?
Yeah.
You guys have been on a road trip mm-hmm. all yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're on the second leg of a road trip today.
Yep. I think Vasilisa is going to... kind of regale people with the equivalent of Baba Yaga fairy tales from her childhood.
I like that.
Like I was always told if I was really, really bad, then Baba Yaga would come and carry me away and absorb all of my magical skills into herself so that she would become even more powerful. So that's what happens to bad witches. And also, there was a time that someone tricked Baba Yaga, like, managed to actually defeat her by being really tricky. And I just tell them, stories.
But telling all these stories, aren't you worried? Like, you said something before about she can hear her name or, like, just
talking
about her.
That's another story I have heard. Baba Yaga sees you when you are sleeping, and she knows when you are awake, and she knows if you are bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. That is what my mother always said.
That sounds terrifying.
Yes. Always having this figure watch you all the time. Yeah.
But so just telling us all these stories now, though, you don't worry. Because, like, they say, speak of the devil and he's in the details. And just talking about Baba Yaga, is it going to, like, draw attention to us?
I mean, I feel like that ship has gone to the sky, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Like, is it a little too late for that?
Yes.
That's fair. We have been...
It's like a witch that has flown, you know? It's hard to put the broom back in the cupboard. Am I right?
Or the ear back on the sprite.
Yes, exactly. Once you slice off an ear, it is just gone.
I've heard of them growing back from certain like breeds and species can grow things back.
Maybe we keep a long enough ear, or eye, a long enough eye on the ear of the sprite, and then, we see what happens.
Another hour passes.
Hike.
DC 16.
Cold check.
Coldness.
Ooh, I got a nat 20 on that one. Nice. Auto success.
Marge, you seem unhappy.
Yeah. I'm cold. I'm super cold.
Oh, no.
Valdine.
17.
You are just scraping 14. By every time. Marge, are you okay?
Oh, it's just so cold outside.
Here, hand me your wand.
Oh, okay, here you go.
6 points non-lethal.
Whew.
Jeez.
I take the wand from Marge and I just tap her with it because I can automatically successfully use it.
Well, it's only 4 points because of your northern ancestry, right?
Yeah. Max healing, though.
Max healing. I'm just real good at this today. So I hand your wand back afterwards.
Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you. Good. Oh, thank you.
Another charge off that one.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Jeez. So Vasilisa's regaling everybody about her heritage. I imagine in 4 hours you can almost give them your entire life story. How's Valdine doing with all of this talking? He's a very quiet man, and I'm not sure he's used to constant talking.
Yeah, he's really trying to just keep an eye on the surroundings, and so it is distracting, and he's... Like, he's slightly irritated more by the talking than he is by the cold at this point.
Yeah.
But he's kind of grown to
I imagine
like
you'd stay a little
group.
Ahead of us.
I'm a little ahead of the group. I've also kind of... I'm like smirking every now and then at something that kind of sounds familiar to him from his own experiences, mm-hmm. so...
Another hour. DC 17.
Another roll.
Yeah.
Cold.
Roll better this time.
Yeah, for sure.
There we go. Oh, no.
I rolled a one.
Great.
Yeah, that's an auto fail right there. I got an 18.
You're lucky, Marge. I rolled a 2.
Oh, I took no damage.
You take no damage, and Ooh. Because of the way it's written, you...
Nothing happens.
I'm not hypothermic.
You have to take damage to get hypothermia.
Yeah.
Even if Valdine? I auto fail?
26.
Huh.
Norm.
Cool.
Yeah, oh, you're fine. I'm great.
Yeah, you're great. That's
yeah, just
so
good. Three of us now.
18.
Don't have to roll
anymore. Cool. Yeah, you guys are good.
So... We're approaching the camp up ahead. We're about a little less than an hour away. There was a... He warned us of some kind of creature out here that attacked. We need to...
The big
we
weasel.
We need to move cautiously and be aware of our surroundings as we head forward.
Okay. Ghost, keep your nose open.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Ghost should be up in front with you because she can be... I would feel like she'd know the scent of her own kind.
Sounds good.
Cool.
And we head on forward.
Head on forward, nice and quiet. Are you and
it
Ghost
looks like,
going
looks
ahead
like
a little
Ghost
bit?
Ghost and I are just maybe 5 feet ahead of the group.
Okay,
five
that's,
to
not,
10 feet.
That's
not
too much.
Far.
Are you trying to be particularly stealthy?
Ghost can be.
Yeah, Ghost and I are both being stealthy. We'll be 10 feet out then.
Yeah.
From the group.
Okay, cool. Give me some stealth checks, please.
14 for Ghost.
Valdine is a 26 stealthy.
Ghost is kind of like... Has to like flop along, yeah,
because the snow.
And Valdine, you're pretty quiet. And as you guys approach the top of the ridge, you see the camp up ahead, Joseph's camp, and you see the trees change to mahogany, and it's really nice and it's really serene. And you see his tent now covered in a thick layer of snow. You see a stump next to it with a axe sitting in the top, and you see a pile of wood next to it that has been chopped, and you see in the cart a bunch of other wood that needs to be also chopped. And then you see poor Oxford.
Aww.
Lying in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And above him is... A not so small weasel. A large weasel. Standing over him in his chest cavity, gnawing down.
Oh, God.
As you come up, the weasel looks up and you see blood marred across its face, frozen in little tiny blood ice patches around its muzzle. And it goes. And we'll see you next episode.
Oh, no. I'm going to roll initiative.
Press start.
No, don't do it.
Fire all sick of my shot. Right away.
Oh, this would be lame. We have to kill a weasel.
Oh, yeah. That's
just a bad weasel.
What if it's just
starving?
It's just trying to survive.
It's just misunderstood.
It almost killed Joseph. Come on.
Joseph, you thought Joseph was a tasty snack. I can't judge the weasel.
Whoa.
You can't judge the weasel for thinking the same thing.
Touché.
Touché.
The feeling of a poorly rolled die is universal. Whether it be the tried and true six-sided die of a board game or the iconic 20-sided die of role-playing games everywhere, you know the feeling when the dice roll ones. Just imagine the cathartic release of throwing it across the room into a conveniently already running blender.
Well, have I got a podcast for you!
Our very good friends over at Dice Shame embody all of the joy of rolling high with all of the vindication of their title. Roll the one, throw it in the shame jar. Roll the 20, remind that die what will happen if it fails you. Dice Shame is an amazing podcast of Dungeons & Dragons Storm King's Thunder campaign. You can join Dungeon Master Joe Fallick and her wonderful players, Harlan Guthrie as
Red, the Tabaxi Ranger.
Alex Guthrie
as Doran Ironfist, middle-aged blacksmith dwarf.
Rob Diebold as Jack Page, the half-elf wizard from Waterdeep. And Justin James as
Kraloff, the grave cleric human.
You can join them every week for a brand new episode of an extraordinarily compelling campaign with beautiful characters and some of the best storytelling I have ever witnessed in the TTRPG arena. Check them out at DiceShamePodcast.com or literally anywhere else you get podcasts. I can promise you, if you are listening to us on whatever service you are, you can find them there. These guys are absolutely amazing. As an extra special treat, I know things have kind of been falling apart in the world lately, but they are trying to do something about it. You can join us all this Saturday, that is March 28th, online for a completely free tabletop gaming convention. I myself is going to be running a game of Pathfinder, and you can go and sign up, and I can GM you through a fun little homebrew I made. There's plenty of other games going on. Go online, sign up now. You can find all the info at DiceShamePodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Go check them out.